Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the stuff we got now is not much different, just more powerful, I think. I think the technology is about the same, but from what I've been told, I don't know much about it. But yeah, unfortunately, really, if you think about it, though, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but the weather died off. I can't think, maybe around 2015 or so, maybe a little later than that. I mean, we've had some things, don't get me wrong, like what Dave's talking about, we've had some things roll through here, but as a whole, typically maybe one or two events that most of the time are very, very minor, minus a couple. But and I think that's why a lot of people lost interest. Unfortunately, if you don't have something to chase or something to report, you're going to lose interest. People are not going to be going to the nets and making nets, you know, kind of like District 1 is right now and how we've been trying to do. So, you know, like I said, I'm not blaming anybody. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it works. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. I got away from it. I'm not even technically certified anymore because I haven't kept up on the certification, so I need to do that. But soon, I need to do that soon. So, yeah, just it's the way of it. Now that the weather's coming back, it's going to get us when we're not prepared. That's the bad part.
Now, let me see if I have it here. When I would get on a weather net, the first thing I would do is turn my scanner on because I needed more information. And now it collects dust. It's an old